Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is much better.
All right. So this is Speak Up, Speak Out. How are you guys doing?
I'm great.
I have some beautiful guests that have come through. We were talking about fitness, so let's just jump right into it. I got Serious Fitness in the house. What's up?
Hey, you can hear me? I got the ocean in the background. You can't hear that, can you?
Yeah, I can hear the ocean, but it's okay.
Oh, you got the ambience. You got the ambience. I hear you.
We love the ocean. It's
okay. Good, good.
You're really feeling the ocean. You know what I'm saying? All right. I also have Power Through Fitness in the house. What's up?
What's going on? What's up?
Okay, so let's jump right in. How you guys doing during this quarantine? Let's start out with that.
I mean, that's the quarantine. It's Ramadan, man. It's I've been fasting.
Okay.
I've been getting in tune with myself. I've been good, man. We've been doing these Zoom workouts. Trying to get him pop, man. He could be popping out there.
That's good.
Crazy.
All right, Serious Fitness, how you doing with this quarantine?
I'm doing good. I mean, I'm still teaching my online classes for my school, you know, my students, my PE class.
Okay.
I'm doing my online Zoom classes. I did one this morning.
Okay.
You know, well, my YMCA people and my Port of San Diego people and my Serious Fitness people, we just combined and just doing classes for them 3 days a week, having fun with that, working it, you know, trying to make the best out of this because this is very unique situation. And we were taught to pivot, you know, to pivot into something different because, you know, who saw this? You know, who would ever even think about anything like this?
Right.
That's true. I mean,
but you have to adapt. You have to adapt.
Exactly.
At first I was freaking out because I'm like, what the, you know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, no classes, you know, I'll see these guys. But then I kept getting hounded. Hey guy, hey Nassar, why don't you do a class online? I was like, And then, you know, through a series of, you know, doing it and getting Zoom bombed once and people can't hear me here and a couple mess ups here and there. We're working on perfecting it more and more, and to the point where when this thing is over, probably we'll keep on these online classes.
Yep.
Good. I like that.
That talk too much? That was too much talking?
No, you're good. So I wanted to know a little bit about Power Through Fitness. Like, what made you want to create your Power Through Fitness type career?
So basically, the plan for Power Through Fitness is to make Power Through Fitness the umbrella and have a lot of things going on. Like, I have the community garden that we're building. We actually have production days on Sunday, so we're actually building the compost site this Sunday.
Okay.
That way we can have the dirt for the garden. But, so basically I want Power Through Fitness to be the umbrella. And of course, I got the fitness. I have the community garden. I have community events. So I just want it to be a long-standing empire, if you say. Like, I just want to have a big impact on the city that I'm at and more, if possible.
Okay, I like that. How old are you, by the way?
I am 28. I turned 29 August.
Ooh,
oh, that's so
August,
cute.
Baby. That's good. That's good. Where are you from? Like, where are you from?
I'm from Maryland. I am from Maryland, Prince George's County. I was born in D.C.
Ooh.
I'm a first-generation American. My whole family's Jamaican, straight off the boat.
Mm.
Hey.
So, yeah.
Okay.
East Coast out in Cali.
Okay. I see you. So, Serious Fitness, tell me a little bit about you. You know, what made you want to start this vision and, you know, have this time?
Oh, Lord. Oh man, I mean, it just goes way back. You know, I'll do a condensed version right now.
Okay.
To let you know. Basically, I, you know, was always a little chubby kid, but I was always active. So, you know, to know that I'm teaching classes now is kind of shocking from what I came from. But I was, you know, I wanted to get into fitness because I was the one that was in the gym working out and seeing people do things looking crazy. And wanted to say something to them, but I'm like, who are you to say something? I have no credentials. So that kind of got me rolling in the whole, okay, let me become a trainer and get certified so I could talk, you know, tell people, hey, you're doing that wrong. You know, so I went through, you know, I went through my journey as far as becoming a trainer. You know, it wasn't just jumping to becoming a trainer. It was like taking classes and getting really excited. And, you know, like I was on I told somebody this morning, it was step aerobics that really got me into this whole fitness thing.
Okay.
You know, taking this crazy step aerobics class, which is crazy because, you know, right now there's a little resurgence of that. You know, you have Keith.
Step is popping right now.
Yeah, we got brother Keith Thompson I work with, and he's doing his stuff over here. He's, you know, he's killing it up in, here in L.A. and all around the country. And he got me, you know, got me excited about it again. But that's what kind of got me kicked off in the whole fitness craze. Then teaching classes. Basically, I was just teaching. I was like a facilitator, like at a for a what was it? You know, you guys know what Curves Gym is?
Mm-hmm. The one that was.
No, it's not. It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't Curves Gym, but it was like Curves Gym. It's like there's a little circuit where, you know, you would go on the machine, then you jump off, and then you do a little cardio, then you jump on, you do the upper body, then you jump on, do cardio. So like every 30 seconds or a minute, you switch to another machine. Right. So I did class like that. I was just watching the people, basically, make sure they were doing things right. But the music they were playing was like classical music.
Oh,
when I say classical music, I mean like classic rock. I mean freaking Beethoven and
no,
so I was like, and this was in Atlanta. So I got this CD called Booty Call. Not the movie, but it's like Luke, hey, all sorts of crazy songs on there. And before you know it, they'll move into that. And they just like, they scrapped their whole classical music nonsense. And they were moving, having fun. And that's what got me kind of hype and into it. And then, you know, eventually moving back to San Diego, you know, joining 24 Hour Fitness, taking Turbo Kick classes, getting excited about that, becoming Turbo Kick certified.
Right.
Joining a place called FitX. Where you know, they kind of got you. FitX was a company that sent you out to corporate sites to teach, and in that I got onto a corporate site with, you know, Solar Turbines, which is downtown, and they eventually got bought out their contract as far as fitness contract bought out by YMCA. So then I got grandfathered into, or if that's what you call it, into the YMCA. I didn't go no interview or nothing. I just was like, before you know, I was in YMCA.
Yeah, man.
And I've been there for like 12 years now, 11, 12 years.
Wow.
Doing my thing there. And that turned into the whole race. Because then, you know, then I started like running, teaching classes at Fit with Jenny, got into the whole race warm-up deal and race ambassador. And, oh, Lord, it's a lot, dude.
It goes on and on and on.
And, you know, continue teaching my kids PE, and I teach them with the same intensity I teach you guys, you know, like my fitness people.
Right.
You know, I don't hold back because they're old, their kids. It didn't even matter. Even when I taught elementary, my little kids, little second graders run up hills.
Yep.
Oh my
no
gosh.
Games. If anything, we should be harder on the young folks.
Yeah, getting them, you know. So that's my condensed. I guess that was condensed somewhat, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was good. So how old are you?
50.
You're 50? You're
50? FIDDY.
Okay, where are you from?
New York.
You want to shout anybody out? You know what I'm saying? Anybody from New York?
Nope. My people, I mean, my people, and shout out my, I mean, I lost a couple people for this COVID mess.
Right.
From my neighborhood, my old neighborhood,
oh,
you
wow.
know. Shout out, you know, Larry's family and his mother, he passed away.
Wow.
Not sure if his mother passed away with COVID, but I know he did.
Okay.
You know, for sure. And then, you know, whoever else is affected by it in New York, because I knew it's just, it's really tearing up New York.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Trinidadian. My mother's from Trinidad. I lived in Trinidad for a hot second.
Okay.
So I like my roti, my kalaloo,
roti,
all that good stuff.
Hey.
And my father's Liberian, so I got the Liberian side.
Okay.
With the fufu and all that. So
family.
So that's why I like me in my class. I think the other day I played a Trinidadian song. I played a Liberian song.
Yeah, you did.
Go,
yep.
I just whatever, man. Just I hit them up. Then I went to Catholic school, all boys Catholic school in Queens. So I got my rock side.
You got everything.
I got my pop side. And of course, I love hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't know what you're going to hear in my class.
Right.
So, what's up with the country, though?
Never.
Okay, good.
One country song. Just one. Checking. Life is a Highway. I love that song.
And
I think I love that song because that movie Cars.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, I can accept that.
See, my kids were little when it came out, so I was forced to watch it about 700 times. Oh, and that was a song, man.
Oh, you wanna?
I even like the original version.
You gonna sing it or not?
Not at all. Not at all. I got a video of my kids when they were like, what was it, 3 and 2 and 3 or 4 and 5 or whatever, we're doing the video, singing it in the back seat. I'll show that to y'all later.
You should.
I told them we need to make an updated version. They all, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, they got to remake it.
Nah, they're too old now. They like, nah.
Oh, no, they're going to do it. They have to do it.
They're going viral.
That would be awesome, man.
Good. Okay, so we'll go back to power through fitness.
What's up?
What do you want to tell the upcoming generation that's trying to maybe brand kind of what you're branding as well as going a career in fitness? What is your advice to them?
My advice is to hold no fear in your heart. Okay. A lot of times people have ideas in their head and they're waiting on a confirmation or for a time of peace or to feel like they're ready. And any type of waiting is fear-based. You should just know that what you have in your mind, what you have an urge to make and create, you're ordained to do it. God put that in your spirit to do. So just follow your intuition and do it.
Okay.
Literally just decide what you wanted to do and just start doing it and figure it out on the way.
Got it. Okay, I like that. What about you, Serious Fitness?
Ditto.
Ditto. You don't want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I'll add some. No, I do like that. No, that was kind of good. I don't know if I could, you know, do much better than that one right there. I mean, but from my point of view, I think don't be afraid to try. Well, I mean, it comes with this whole fear thing, but don't be afraid to just try something totally out the box and different.
Mm-hmm.
In my classes, I tell people I wing it. Like, I don't always have a plan.
Right.
And right. I've been doing that for the whole time I've been teaching. I've been told I'm doing, you know, in the past, oh, shouldn't yell at people. Okay, shut up. I'm good. I mean, they still come back. I was told,
right,
don't put people on the spot. I was like, whatever. I put them on the spot and they love it. I mean, you know, there's just certain things that I break all the rules.
Right.
And we have fun with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like I said, I don't have a script. I don't even have a set format to my style. I just do. We just get out there. So, I mean, like, I'm just driving. And I was in Vons. I hear a song. I'm like, I'm going to play that. It was Backstreet Boys. I'm like, we starting to work out with Backstreet Boys. Oh, I'm thinking about something. I look on TV and Good Times. We're going to start to work out with Good Times. I think we started to work with Good Times on Thursday.
Right.
Good Times. Yeah. So...
And
I make it. I think I try to make it into a performance.
Right.
I think I have that in me. Just making it into a performance. Because believe it or not, I'm kind of an introvert. Like, I don't like crowds. I don't like a whole lot of people.
Right.
I mean, when I say I don't like them, I mean I don't like being around a whole lot of people. Believe it or not.
You believe it.
Yep.
I definitely believe it.
Oh, you can tell.
I'm the same way, though. That's why I mess with you.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are totally different than me.
I mean, the reason I say, you know, a lot of people won't believe it, because, I mean, like, I open up for the runs, and it's like, I get up on stage, and I'm good, you know? But
right.
I don't really, that's not me. I won't say it's not me. It is me, but it's just a whole different Sasha Fierce part of me, I guess.
Sasha Fierce. Yeah. You got to come with your own name.
I feel like it's like an energy. It's like
you know what I mean by Sasha Fierce.
It's energy that you decide to give to people, but like we don't want to be around the people like all the time, or there's like a specific vibe that we like to be around
in, right?
Yeah, I think so.
In a specific situation,
right. And I mean, the thing is, I do like the people though, so it's not like saying, oh, yeah, I don't like the folks, it's just that sometimes, like, for example, I guess I could do, I don't dance, I don't feel that I dance, but I move around doing something. But, like, you tell me go in the club and do that? Mm-mm. I don't, it's not, I go to the club, you know, well, first of all, I don't really go to clubs. But secondly, I like listening to music. I'm not the one to be out there dancing. My wife, McKenna, she get out and she'll dance and do this and do all that. That's her. And I'm like, I feel, I think I have a weird everybody's eyes on me type vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop looking at me. And half the time, no one is even looking at you. But I have that weird fear, like, oh my God, everybody's looking at me.
I get. So you get embarrassed.
No, I'm serious. I do. I mean, even before I teach my classes, I'm freaked out. Like, you know, people may not believe that. I'm like, 5 minutes before class, I'm like, having, I don't want to say anxiety, but I'm like, oh my God, I want to go.
You're just like, hype. Like, it's like, you remember, did you ever run track?
Kind of, sort of, but yeah, well, just the nervousness.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, before the race and you're waiting for the gun to shoot off, and you're just like, and then once it's on, it's on. You know?
Yeah.
Wait.
Like, you want to throw up.
Yeah, literally. And then once you start moving, it's like, yep, we're in there. We're in it.
Right. Yeah, once you're in it, you're like, okay, cool. Why was I even stressing out about this mess?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it always is. It's like, why am I even worried about this, you know?
So that's advice to the kids, to just, you know, let the nerves.
Oh, God, I kind of went off. And the advice to the kids is to try something different. Don't be afraid to try new things and just be, just invent new things and don't be scared of failing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because just brush it off. Because, I mean, if you're doing what you love to do, the people who see what you're doing, they're not going to judge you and just be like, oh, this guy sucks. You know what I mean? Because I've done what I've done for a while.
Right.
And the people do not get on me. Like, if I tell them, okay, guys, we got a new song. It may suck. I don't know. Let's see. And if it sucks, I don't care. Like, I'm not like, oh, I don't feel bad and put my head down. I'm like, oh, okay, let's move on. Let's go. Let's try something different. We have fun. So it's just about getting out there and experimenting, because everything I do, from the warm ups, all that stuff, is just kind of like, it's just me. It's just doing different things. I've had people tell me, I've had race directors be like, oh, Nassar, I don't know, because we had a Zumba person out there and no one moved. I say, well, I don't care. I'm not, that's not me.
Right.
Because I'll be damned if no one moves when I do my stuff.
Facts, though.
I cannot.
No games be played by Nassar.
No. Okay. Well, that's good advice for, you know, people that are trying to come up. Power through fitness. Was there ever a moment that you were going to quit doing what you're doing?
No,
there was never a moment that you just felt like giving up on it and not really going with it.
Mm-hmm. I gave myself an 8-year limit out in California.
Okay.
And if I don't do that, then I'm going to the military.
Wow.
But past that,
I just said wow to the military part. I was like, wow, okay.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's either that or become a police officer, and I don't want to do either. So
wow.
It's a good drive to stay focused, because basically when I wake up, right, I say I am made to succeed, ordained for success. All that is needed is my best, and it's pretty much just putting my faith in myself and what I know that I'm meant to do, like. The universe put me in here to do a certain thing. I have the urge to help the people through fitness and community awareness. So I'm just going to keep doing it. I don't ever doubt it. I'm pretty good with my intuition, so I just follow that all the way. There's been a lot of reasons why I could be like, maybe I should just get a regular job. Like, I have a son, you know, so there's always those pressures, but I know that if I put in the work for my dream will make the profit to provide, you know? Because a 9-to-5 is never the move.
Oh, no.
Interesting. I mean, it's the move while you're doing your thing, but not just to do that.
Right.
That, no.
Totally agree with that. What about you, Serious Fitness? Was there ever a time that you wanted to quit? And why?
Because of lack of support. Okay. The whole Serious Fitness and getting into this whole fitness deal, as far as pushing it here in San Diego, was getting Black folks moving.
True.
Because I worked in the community there, and you know, I saw what it was doing. You know, I had with the students, the people in the community. So I was like, okay, let me let me focus on my folks, right? Mm-hmm. And eventually it turned into everybody. Because, I mean, I'm good with everybody. Ultimately, I'm here for everybody. But right. at that time, I was like, okay, you know, let me go to Malcolm X Library and teach a class here, a free class here, and do things at this street fair here and this in the community and do that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But people were not, they were funny, man. They were just like, ain't wanna do nothing. You know, man, I would say, let's go run. They look at me like I'm crazy.
Run.
And then when I started running, because basically, I mean, we're in San Diego, be real. I mean, the run community is mostly the white community. Yeah. I mean, you know, because I mean, obviously they make up more of the population anyway, but they run a lot more. And mm-hmm. that's what I was dealing with. And then I had some people in my community talking about, oh, you're running with them now. I'm like, fool, when I told you come run, you didn't want to run.
You didn't want to pop out.
So, you know, that's why, like, right now it's so cool being part of Black Men Run because, you know, that's a nationwide community of brothers who run. We don't discriminate, so we'll let any male in there if they, you know, want to come and work out and get exercise and run. But it's, you know, it was created for the Black communities. But mm-hmm. back to the whole quitting thing, it's funny because I was really contemplating just like, because it wasn't like this was sustaining my life, like, because I was always teaching. I always had a job, you know, maybe be a teacher. But I wanted this to thrive, and this was mainly to get, like I said, get people healthy and fit, and, you know, I had fun doing it. But I was about ready to stop. And then I met some folks on I'll call it Cole's Mountain because it's properly pronounced Cole's Mountain, but you know what I mean? Yeah. I say Cow's Mountain. Everybody says Cow's Mountain. But the Rangers told us that it was Cole's, not Cow's. But anyway, so I met some folks and everything changed because then they started hiking. And I'm like, oh, it's cool. And then they started coming to my classes. And then they brought people along. And then I felt like everything was just, it was a resurgence. And I was like, oh, my God, people actually want to do this. And I love it. You know, I was so happy I met them. And, you know, that was my turning point. I couldn't tell you what year that was. I don't even remember. It was a while ago. Let me think. Probably like 2010, maybe 2009, 2010. I don't know, something like that. But
it's been popping for decades.
Well, I started running in 2009. That was my. It's funny. Oh my God! Tomorrow is the anniversary of my first real run. Like my first real run. Like, oh my God! There's a train. Hold on.
And it's so funny because the train wins. Like it was like, yay!
Okay, hold on. Oh, wow. That was cool. Great. All right. Train right by the ocean. It's the Amtrak right by the ocean. I'm over here in Del Mar Beach. Like, not on the beach because the beach is closed, but it's on the train tracks and you can watch the ocean from the street over here. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, my God, I forgot.
You were
what
talking
was I saying?
About
I said, threw me off.
Your first run anniversary.
Oh yeah, tomorrow, May 3rd, I ran an 8K.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
I should just run 5 miles tomorrow. Just
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You should.
Oh Lord, I don't know. I'll think about
it. Where are you gonna do it?
I mean, I'm supposed to run 3 tomorrow because I'm doing this 4-day challenge. You run. It's called the May 4th. May the 4th channel. You know how Star Wars, May the 4th.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you. So it's like, mm-hmm. it's a 4-day challenge. So yesterday was 1 mile, today 2 miles, tomorrow's 3 miles, and Monday is 4 miles. May the 4th. But anyway, yeah, I might do it. We'll see. But yeah, that's what the run that got me started. It's like, it was just cool doing that because I had to send my bio to somebody yesterday, actually. And I just was looking on the internet and I said, let me look up my run, Race for Literacy. I was like, oh my God, it was May 3rd, 2009.
That's crazy.
Now, it's funny, that was my first run because when I was cleaning up my house, I saw a shirt from my first run ever. And I think it was in Atlanta and it was 2001. And I'm looking at it. Mariah, were you born in 2001?
No.
How old were you, Duane?
2001?
I was
10. I was actually 10.
Oh, you could have ran. I could have held your hand when you ran.
I was born in 1997.
On the inside of the sidewalk.
Oh, Lord.
1997?
Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. I guess you were around.
I was just small.
But anyway. Same. But that was the first run, and I actually remembered it because I remember when I passed the finish line, I was threw up. And as you can see, I didn't run for another 8 years after that.
Like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, why am I running? That's how, that was my thing. I was like, what, run for what? So the whole 2000, the thing in 2009, the crazy thing about that was I did a walk with my son, my youngest son. Well, not, he's not my young, he's my only son at the time. And we did a walk, a mile walk the day before. And then the next day was this 8K. I was like, let me sign up for the heck of it. So I'm running, and this guy is like running next to me. And like kind of like competing almost. So I'm like, what's this fool doing? I mean, I wasn't a runner, so I'm like, whatever. So I ran, and then I just kept, and I said, okay, he ain't gonna beat me. So I kept running. So I ran faster and faster, and then he came up on me again. I was like, oh my God, what's up? And then like he wasn't being obnoxious or nothing, but he just was, you know, like keeping pace. And then we got to downtown, and I was like, forget this, and I took off. And then I got the finish line, and then I waited for him, and I just remember he said, I said, good job. He said, oh, good job. And I said, he said, how old are you? I said, oh, I said, I turned 40. He said, I just turned 40. I'm about to turn 40. He said, oh, I let an old man beat me. I was like,
you're welcome.
Yeah. I said,
you're welcome.
But that was the run that got it started, because ever since then, it's like I fell in love with my little 5Ks and eventually half marathons and all that good stuff.
That's good. I like that. So power through fitness. What are some good tips that you think are good when it comes to a dietary, when you're trying to keep your body in shape?
I would say keep it simple. And if you need variety, then pick 3 dishes to eat in a week span. Like me, I could just eat the same thing, literally, every day, all the time. But I know there's not that many people like that, so I would keep it simple and just switch out the meats. If you eat meat, switch out the meats. Like, have 2 meats ready, have 2 grains ready, have a good little salad ready, and just switch out the meats and keep it up a little differently or cook it differently. Because the simpler you do it, the more you can make at one sitting, and then you can stay consistent.
Okay, are you vegan right now, currently?
I am not vegan. I cook a lot of vegan food, though. I've added a lot of vegan dishes to my repertoire, so I'm able to lessen the amount of meat that I eat, and I feel a lot better. I don't get sick as much. And I can chef, man. I'm getting really good at cooking. I made this sauce. I made my own homemade sauce for this pasta, and it was
like, are you gonna drop the recipe on here? Like, what's up?
I mean, like, that's like classified, low key. No, I mean, it was, what was it? It was cashews, lemon, garlic, some kosher salt, and then I blended it up into a little sauce, and I put it over pasta and broccoli.
Okay, I might just have to try it and tell you how I liked it. You know what I'm saying?
You should. It's popping. You should get it for me, though. I mean, that's how it's going to be, like, the best. But if you want to make it, I mean, that's what you have to do.
Okay, serious fitness. What are some tips that you give people to keep a healthy dietary when they're trying to, you know, stay in shape and stuff?
Well, I mean, I like what Devon was talking about. And it's keeping it simple. I believe in eating clean. You know, eating clean means just, you know, try your best not to eat processed foods. Eat real foods. I remember this. Let me try to get this term correct. A brother came out with like a little bar. It was called the Jerf Bar. I think it was called Just Eat Real Food. And that was his whole thing. It was just like, not the processed stuff, just eat real food. You know, so for example, a nice meal would be you eat your broccoli, you got your veggies, you know, you have your maybe your brown rice, and then you have your, if you eat meat, you have your meat, you know, your you know, probably nothing fried, you know, your baked chicken or whatever. Have your tofu if you eat, if you're a vegetarian or vegan. I particularly, like, at the moment, when I say at the moment, because I kind of, I won't say I jump around, like, but I have done different things.
You do what you want.
At the moment, and since January, since we, you know, since I said I would turn and go vegan for those 30 days, I've been vegan since January 1st.
You the one who put me onto that, actually, Messiah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm glad
you set my whole year to be a lot healthier, and I appreciate you for
that. Oh, cool.
Like, as trainers, though, we give advice sometimes, but, like, we're not allowed to.
Unless we have
a nutrition degree. I mean, some trainers do have nutrition degree or whatever. But, like, for me, I don't prescribe diets, you know, give people diets. I just give advice, maybe give websites even, or give other people that I know, dietitians, you know. I say, hey, check this person out, check that person out. But it's just by eating clean and, you know, I don't let people deprive themselves. You know, you have, you want your little, you know, people have their little cheat days or cheat meals. Like, I don't really, the cheat day where you're just eating junk all day long is probably not the best thing. But, like, if you just do a cheat meal. And I talked to somebody about that today, actually. Because, like, what I used to do, I used to, on my Saturday was my cheat day. I actually made, probably made the whole cheat day. But I would start that day with, like, 2,000, a negative 2,000 deficit, calorie deficit. Like, because I would wake up and go do turbo kick. I would run. So, I mean, I would burn a million calories. And then that whole day, I'm good. You know, I can go eat. Because I'd be starting at negative 2,000. So, like I said, just eating, you know, eating clean. Don't be careful of trying different things. Because, like, right now, not only am I doing the whole vegan thing, but I'm doing the intermittent fasting. So it's like, you know, my last meal is usually like 8, 9 o'clock, but I don't eat again till noon the next day. You know, so it's like 14, 15, 16 hours later. Give your body a chance to break. And it's cool. You know, and at first, like, it was weird. So I was like, I didn't think I could do it because I know in the past, if I didn't eat, oh my God, I had that hunger headache. Right. And that thing would kill me. But now I wake up and I'm good. Like, I don't eat till noon. I mean, sometimes, and even during this whole pandemic, it's been weird because I've been seeing myself slipping and I'm not eating till like 1:30. You know, I'm not even hungry. I'm like, what's going on?
Right. So, Powered Through Fitness, what are your goals for this year as a company, as a brand, as a man? What are your goals this year?
My goals this year are to have my LLC for my business. By the end of this year, I want to have 8 memberships to my gym consistently for 6 months. 8 memberships to my classes for 6 months. And I also want to have a town hall meeting started on a monthly basis so we can get the word from the citizens and aid the citizens. Basically, what I want to do is aid the citizens in their qualms at first and then move on to a bigger plane, like political things.
I like that. For Serious Fitness, what are your goals this year?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I haven't really sat in. My goal this year was to take over and to shut people down.
Yeah, I mean, regardless.
We're still doing it.
My goal, I mean real, like, I don't think I sat and wrote anything, which I probably should, but and I think I do have something written down somewhere in, like, my brain. I just, with all this stuff going on, I haven't really had a chance to think about it, but I know that I wanted to do things as far as for myself, getting myself a little healthier as far as doing more and trying different things so then I could in turn pass that on to my clients and my people, you know. Partnering with people that I can trust. You know, Power Through Fitness, they're folks that I can trust. You know, that I say, okay, you know, there are people out there that
right.
It's kind of all about them. And I've come across those folks, and it's like, I never want to do that again. And I just want to build a nice network of folks that want to do this from the heart,
right.
And from the heart only. Not so, oh my God, so I could be in front of the Voice and Viewpoint on the news and this and that. And there's nothing wrong with being on the news and reading, because then that spreads the word, right. About what you're doing. But mm-hmm. There's some people who they shift their whole energy when they know that, like for me, let's say the news is coming. Or I know that I'm going to be me. Right. I'm still doing what I do. I'm not going to shift to something totally different. Like, oh, I'm going to do this I can stand out. Hell no. I'm going to do what Nassara does. I will always do that. I will not shift it. You know, I may wear a different shirt or something, but I'm not gonna like be other than myself, and I'm gonna stay in my lane, you know. And that's what I see people not doing. I mean, you know, someone sees the news is coming, oh, you know what? I think I'm gonna start doing step aerobics today. I'm like, that's bullcrap. You know what I mean? Do what you do.
Right.
Stay in your lane. And then, you know, that's my whole thing. Just you know, get more people healthy, well, and my, you know, it and my students, and that it took a little hit, you know, because I mean, I want to really show my students that, you know, when I say students, I'm talking about my students, my as a PE teacher, I wanted to really get them out there doing more, you know. I actually I was going to plan out some like field trips to going out to like Cow's Mountain or certain places, you know. But, I mean, the time that we had, you know, because I think everything ended in March for the most part, like the physical, me being with them. So, I mean, we did a lot since then. We, you know, I may have had them run a 5K for their midterm, you know, in January. I had them just do different exercises, do Tabata workouts, just do different things that maybe they wouldn't have normally done. And even with this distance learning, I'm able to have them do certain things, you know. Teach them how to do Tabata classes. And I mean, Devon, if you have any videos, maybe a 30-minute video that's on YouTube or whatever, give it to me and I will have my students do it for that week.
Okay.
If you have anything.
I mean, I can make one.
Yeah.
Definitely make
if you want to tape it, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll even get you. You could actually come on to my and teach a Zoom class.
I was just going to ask you that, dude, because I was going to say I could come and teach a class on yours, and you can come teach a class on mine at 7. But you know, I got my workouts every day at 7.
Every day at 7.
And then meditations at 12.
Oh, yeah. Well, spread the word. Make sure you spread the word about the meditations at 12. Like, go ahead and post that in my Serious Fitness page.
Okay, yeah,
so people know about that, because that's cool. But, yeah, as far as my classes, like, I teach a group after school program called Just Keep Living.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a group. Mariah, you did something.
Who did the painting with?
Yeah. You know about
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
God, you did come, and that's actually funded by Matthew McConaughey, which is kind of cool, or his organization called Just Keep Living. And I have trainers come out and do things. So I had a boxer come out on Tuesday and teach my class, my Just Keep Living kids. So, like I said, you can come out there and do a class. Mariah, you can teach a class. You know, I'm down. We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk. I'll definitely hit you up about that. So. Ain't got nothing else to do, man. You might as well be helping these kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They, you know, because my whole thing, I just want to make sure they stay active.
That's exactly.
You know.
I'll be working out my neighbor's kids and stuff. And they've been ducking me. Like, every time I see them, they playing cards. I've gotten them to start running around too, though. I made them play Manhunt. They ain't never played Manhunt before.
Right.
That's a good game. But we are wrapping up.
Classic.
So I have one last question. So, Power the Rim Fitness. Is there anything you want to tell me that is coming up? Any upcoming events? You can shout out anything you need to shout out. Shout it out.
So, I have the 12 o'clock meditation every day. You can find me on Power Through Fitness on Instagram. I have the workouts every day at 7 p.m. If you're in the San Diego area, we have production days from the community garden that we're building. Sundays at 12 p.m. Sundays at 12 p.m. And also, we will be starting a town hall meeting so we can become more self-sufficient and rely less on the government. So if you're interested in anything
like
that.
So what if you're not in the San Diego area?
If you're not, we are also entertaining the idea of people taking what we're doing now and starting it in their area.
And what times are your Zoom? Because I know you do some fitness classes. So what time does that start?
Oh yeah, so the Zoom meditation is at 12 p.m. Pacific time, and 7 p.m. is a workout for now, just because of Ramadan, and I'd be hungry and thirsty during the day, so.
Okay.
We do the workout, then we break fast.
Sounds dope. All right, Serious Fitness, any upcoming events, shout out, anything you need to shout out?
Upcoming events, oh, wow. Okay.
What time?
Just my Zoom classes. Because, I mean, the Zoom classes are Monday nights at 6, Thursday nights at 6, and Monday nights at 6, Thursday nights at 6, and Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Also, on the Total Deliverance website, it's called Total Deliverance Worship Center. I believe it's totaldeliveranceworshipcenter.com. If not, I mean, just Google it. You'll be able to find it in San Diego. I teach a class at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
It's a fitness class. It's some of my music, but then we throw some gospel music in there, so it's not, you know, we kind of keep it church.
Yeah, you gotta fit the, fit the script. Yeah.
Man, just getting ready, man. Just trying to get ready for them opening stuff up and getting ready. Really screwing me up with these races. Because,
they ruined it. We were talking about all these races.
La Jolla was last week.
Yep.
With the hot chocolate. I mean, I did my virtuals. So this is the year I'm going to have a whole bunch of medals. I'm probably going to show all the medals I have from these virtual races. And a virtual race is basically you're running. You know, you actually pay for it. You know, maybe it's like $25 or something. And it usually goes to a good cause. Mm-hmm. Then you get a medal. You get a bib. And, you know, if you pay a little more, you get a shirt. And it's basically, for example, I'm doing one called the Social Distancing Run. That's through a company called, or an organization called Marathon Training Academy. And that's fun. There's like over 7,000 people already joined it. But you get a cool medal. If you want the hat, you get a hat, you get a bib. I have a Crush Corona run coming up, I think. I did the Super Grover run. I have an Oscar the Grouch run. I did an Elmo run. It's crazy. It's like, you know, because I've been running every day. I've been running at least 3 miles a day for the most part. But we're just doing these virtuals. We did the hot chocolate virtual. We did the San Diego half marathon virtual. So until we can really get out there and do these, you know, the quote unquote real runs, we're doing that. And that's also supporting the runs because I would hate for these runs to be gone forever. So hopefully, people could still support them and give a little bit of money.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. What's your Instagram? Yes.
My Instagram? It's Nasara_Garganu. So it's Nasara_Garganu. GARGONNU. It's Nasara_GARGONNU. Which is the same for Twitter, too.
Is it the same for Facebook? Nasara_Garganu.
Facebook, I want y'all to join the Serious Fitness, SIRIUS. Make sure it's serious like that. SIRIUS Fitness Run and Fit Club. Go ahead and join that. As far as, don't look me up so much. I mean, because I only have space for two more people on my regular page.
Okay.
You know, my personal page.
Is that where they can find all the times for the classes as well as I know you?
The Serious Fitness page. They can find the Zoom codes for the fitness classes. They can find a live stream for my fitness classes. I'm also partner up with a group of other trainers in San Diego.
Okay.
And it's called Serious Turbo Jam. So we took the whole Serious Fitness, we took Turbo Kick, and we took what's the other thing? U jam, and we threw it all together.
Y'all made
and,
something beautiful. You made a baby.
You know.
You made a baby.
Yep. Made
okay,
a baby.
Okay. Howard, do you want anybody to follow you on your Facebook page? Do you have a Facebook page or anything like that?
I do have a Facebook page. It's Power Through Fitness on Facebook. On Instagram, it is @ATLAS_Sama. And that was the more active one. You can follow Power Through Fitness, but usually I just repost everything that I post on my Atlas one to my business one when it has to do with business.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Can I say one more thing? Okay, whoever's listening, we should understand the power that this pandemic has given us, because if we become a conglomerate of people who decide that as a group we're going to spend our money in a specific way, Black, then after this is all over, we can literally be the reason that small business takes over instead of the big business, because what they want us to do is to take the money that they've given us and anything else that we've squirreled away, and then open everything back up and we go back to our regular business. So we can have long-standing small businesses right now from a concentrated effort
to like that. Our Black dollars towards the Black people. Anything you have to say to your kindness?
I'm good. I'm tired. I want to. I'm trying to enjoy this ocean. It's like I sent y'all pictures. It's so nice.
Do it, and then jump back in the car and roll out.
Oh yeah, I am. I'm jumping back in the car, and it's really nice out here. You gotta. Well, oh yeah. I will say one thing. Don't get. You know, I understand. You know, the whole coronavirus is real. You know, I'm not one of those people that say, oh, it's made up. No, it's not made up. It is real. I mean, how it was made, you know, how stuff came about, that's a whole nother story. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not into these, you know, I'm not going to talk about all these conspiracy theories, but it is real. But it's more to it than just, hey, go wash your hands and stay away from this person. It's like, eat right and exercise. I listened to a podcast today where this guy praised somebody from the Marathon Training Academy for having him run and do, you know, inspiring him to run and exercise, because he said that he actually had coronavirus, but it was, he recovered. And he said the doctors felt that he recovered so quickly because he was a normal exerciser. You know, he's someone that got out there. So right now we need to get our butts out there. I mean, I'm not telling you go out with a crowd of people and do all that stuff. And if you're in your crowd of people, if you're walking through it, put your mask on. We don't want to break rules and, you know, we don't want nothing to happen. We want to still stay safe. But go ahead and get a little sunlight, get the air, get your lungs moving. And, you know, because I'm out here, it's crazy to me. I see people with masks on, right? They got their masks outside and they pull out their masks to smoke a cigarette. Now, this damn thing is supposed to be tearing your lungs apart, but they're still smoking cigarettes. Anyway, but that's a whole nother thing. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is, because, I mean, this is stressing a lot of people out, so I can't judge everybody, because, I mean, you don't know what people are going through. But I just try to let people know that we got to be safe. We got to be healthy. Eat right. Exercise.
I love it. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming through. Thank you, Power Through Fitness, for coming through. Thank you, Serious Fitness, for coming through.
Anytime.
All right, guys. Well,
gotcha.
If you have not heard the other episodes, you're missing out. But, you know, it's okay. I still love you. So all the episodes of season one are up, as well as season one through six is up. Lincoln, push forward, and like they said, work out and stop playing games. So, like I said, this is Speak Up, Speak Out, and we out.